Yes, it is. This is Sunday morning, 6:07:20. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Trust the Plan. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't buy into the narrative, for it is always negative. It is being pushed by the evil one. It's always smaller than it appears. I thought about the mirror. This is what the Lord gave me when I was writing this, typing this. I saw the thing on the mirror that says the images in the mirror are nearer than they appear, or something like that.
Smaller
than they appear. But I'm thinking he's trying to appear very big and very. They're making it look like it's everybody all over the world, and it's not. It's just a few that's doing all this mess. Be assured today that I'm making America great again. I am cleaning out all the closets. I am draining the swamp. My trumpet is merely the instrument for this time and for this hour. Give me the glory. Give men credit where credit is due. If only my children could see what I see. They could if they would change their view. It is a choice. I see a desperate enemy scrambling around in fear and angst, so frantic and so panicked, not knowing what to do. Complete desperation, for they know that their hour has come and they cannot stop the justice that is coming. See, the thing that I've heard before, and I do believe this, people don't realize Satan, his MO is fear, but what they don't understand, he is terrified. He is terrified. Their pride and their arrogance will now be their downfall. They have had opportunity after opportunity to humble themselves before me and turn to me, but they have made their choice. Don't feel sorry for them, for they certainly have no sympathy for humanity. For you and your children have become their food. I defeated Satan at the cross, and he is a total loser. He will never win in the end. Don't let what you see or hear cause you to draw a conclusion by all that is happening. It's just babble over and over and over again. This is all that Satan has, is confusion. Stay in peace, all is well, I always win. Take no thought for your life is in my hands. I will always warn you ahead of time if there are any preparations that you need to make. Remember, when I drained the swamp in Egypt, did I require that my people do anything during this time? They sat back and watched the show. He's always saying, get your popcorn ready. They were in Goshen. The plagues of the Egyptians did not come on the Israelites. So stay in rest and stay in your seat of authority and doing your part. Keep decreeing, I will lead you. Your tongue is as a pen of a ready writer. Your tongue is causing my kingdom to come, my will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. My riders are mighty and powerful. Behind the scenes and unknown, but they are not unknown to me. They shine as bright stars in the darkness. One day all will know who they are. It's you, my mighty warriors. Rest easy and don't be afraid. You knew this day was coming. Stay the course, hold the line, for I have already won. What appears bad, I am turning for good in your nation. I want to read one scripture here. This is 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Did y'all see that where there was a couple that their kid, he was part of the Antifa stuff, and they saw him, what he did, and they turned him in. And then there was a grandmother that was keeping her granddaughter's two kids, and she saw her on TV taking a lead pipe and beating out windows, so she turned her in. Wow. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust. I put here feminism and fake news. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. This week I heard a gene decode. It was number 18. And he was talking about that these people, all these people that are the Antifa are MK Ultra victims. And so they've been brainwashed, probably as children, abused sexually and brainwashed. And so the operation that they're going into to arrest these, it's to try to deprogram them and rescue them also, because they were victims. They were, you know, treated in a horrible, horrible way. And so that's what's happening here. These are people of reprobate, corrupt minds. They've been programmed that way. To a cell phone goes off or a code word is said, they go berserk. That's why all these false flag things that we see with these young men going in and shooting people up. They hear, what is the name of that movie, The Manchurian Candidate? They're trained that when something will set them off, and it's like they're machines. Well, they're demons, filled with demons, because of the abuse and the things they did to them. And so they deserve to be delivered and set free, if at all possible. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and at Iconium and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.